Mishnah Gimel, Kala Yetzman Ha'etz, anything which comes out of a tree, for example, wood, or anything else produced from a tree, a madlikim boy, one cannot use to light the Shabbos candles, since no real flame is produced independent of that wood. It's true that the wood can set on fire, but the flame itself, which is not part of the wood, is certainly not a significant or good flame, and therefore it cannot be used, Elo Pishdon, except for flax, and that which is produced from flax, for example, linen. And the truth is, flax is not really considered a tree. It grows on the ground. However, there is a pasuk which refers to flax by using the term eitz. It calls flax pishtei ha'eitz, the flax of the tree. And therefore the Mishnah has to tell us that really it is not considered a tree, at least in this regard, because it can produce a very good wick, which will allow for a good flame. Now, whilst we're on the topic, says the Mishnah, V'chala yitzmin ha'eitz, anything which comes from a tree, for example, wood, enu mitamei tumasei holim, does not become tomei with the tumma of tents. The halacha is, if a dead body is in a house, or it's under a roof, then anything under the same roof becomes tomei. That is known as tumas ha'ohel, not to be confused with tumas ha'holim, and that refers to the actual tent, the actual roof becoming tomei. And if the roof is made out of something like wood, it's learned from Pesukim that that does not become tomei. So whereas everything inside that house would need to be purified, the house itself or the roof itself would not need to be purified. However, Elo Pishdon, except for flax, if the roof was made out of flax or linen, which comes from flax, then the flax itself would gain tumasei holim. It would become tomei itself. And this is learned using a gezeir shava. A gezeir shava is when a word appears in two different places in the Torah, and because of that, we apply halachas and laws from one of the places to another. So the Torah says that if a dead body is under a roof or under a tent, then the tent needs to be purified. And elsewhere, with regards to the Mishkan, the Torah also uses the word ohel when talking about one of the coverings in the Mishkan. And the only part of the coverings of the Mishkan which came from a tree or from a plant was that which came from flax, which was later turned into linen, and the threads were made out of linen. So since over there, the term ohel, tent, refers specifically to flax, out of all other things which come from a tree. So too, when the Torah says that the ohel needs to be purified, if a dead body was under the roof, so too over there refers specifically to flax, out of everything which comes from a tree. Now the second half of this Mishnah concerns a piece of cloth which measures exactly 3x3 etzba'os, 3x3 finger breadths. So a small piece of cloth, and the halacha is that something is considered a beged, a piece of clothing or a patch of clothing, only if it is at least 3x3 etzba'os. Now the main practical ramification of that is that it can become tomei, because a piece of cloth which is even smaller than that is not considered an item of clothing, or even a part of an item of clothing, and therefore it cannot become tomei. Now the halacha is that something which is not set aside when Yom Tov or Shabbos comes in to be used on that Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it is known as muktzah and it is forbidden to use it. Now a severe form of muktzah is known as noilad, and that is when the item was not even in existence, or at least it was not in the same type of existence, it wasn't considered the same item when Shabbos or Yom Tov came in. So if that is the case, then it is also forbidden to use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov when it does come into existence, or when it does change existence. So the Mishnah discussed is Pesidas HaBeged Shekipla, a wick which was made from a item of clothing, which somebody folded. So somebody had a cloth which was exactly 3x3 etzba'os, and he folded it and really made it into a wick. However, he did not singe the wick, meaning he did not touch the wick on any fire, so whatever cloth was there before is still within the wick, it's just folded up. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Tameya, that wick can still become Tomei, meaning it is still considered to be a 3x3 piece of cloth or piece of clothing, and therefore it can become Tomei. Just because you folded it doesn't mean it's no longer 3x3. It is 3x3, just folded. Nothing was taken away from the 3x3 cloth. However, a consequence of that is that ve'ein madlikim bar, one may not use that wick to light the Shabbos candle. And the Gemara explains that once again we're discussing a Friday Yom Tov, so when he is lighting the candle it is Yom Tov, and if you think about it, as soon as he lights the wick, it diminishes in size, and it will now no longer be considered 3x3. Because right before it was exactly 3x3, so as soon as it touches any fire, it is immediately less than 3x3, and therefore it immediately changes from being considered an item of clothing to be considered just a piece of cloth which is not an item of clothing. And that is considered meilad, because it has changed existence. It has changed from being a piece of clothing to just a small piece of cloth. And this poses a problem, because the halacha is that when you light a Shabbos wick, let's say you use a candle to light the wick, you have to keep the candle next to the wick for a couple of seconds for the wick to really take light. However, as soon as you touch the candle to the wick, it is already considered noilad, and the halacha is you're not allowed to use noilad, but you are using it because you're keeping the candle next to it for the next couple of seconds. And so for this reason, Rabbi Eliezer says that you cannot use this piece of cloth which is made into a wick as your Shabbos candle on Yom Tov, since you would be violating noilad. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says that by folding the 3x3 cloth, that it makes it considered less than 3x3. And therefore it is already at that point not considered to be a beged, which means that by the time you light it, you're not changing it from being considered an item of clothing to not being an item of clothing, because it was already not an item of clothing. And therefore it's not considered noilad, because we're discussing a case where the piece of cloth was folded away before Yom Tov. So the whole way through it was not considered an item of clothing, and therefore you can light it because no noilad is involved. As the Mishnah says, Tahira, a 3x3 piece of cloth which has been folded cannot become Tomei. It will remain pure always, even if it touches something Tomei, Umad Likenbar, and because of that you can use it as a Shabbos candle, as a Shabbos wick, as we explained.